A little bit of Jim James right there from his new album, Regions of Light and Sound of God. That was State of the Art. We had the Smug Brothers before that from Treasure Virgins doing Solar Party. Now, we are going to actually hear for real this time the interview I did with Steve from Midnight Ghost Train. Had a little technical glitch there, but so they're playing at South Park Tavern Friday night. We're going to hear some of their music here in just a moment. But first, I caught up with Steve end of last week, and we started off talking a little bit about how the band got together. So we're going to hear a little bit of that conversation, and then we're going to hear some music from Midnight Ghost Train. This is Kaleidoscope on YSO.
Well, there's been probably like 40 members in this band, so I started it myself, and I've been the only one who's been in the band the whole time. I started it in memory of my friend John, who passed away. It was kind of a homage to him, and I just found people that, you know, fit and have been recycling members ever since. But my drummer and me are really close. I've known him since he was 10 years old, and so he's been in the band for about almost the entire time. Right now, we've gone through several bass players in the past couple months, but we just kind of meet up together and just do what we love.
What is your writing process like? I mean, do you take the lead on most of the songs and bring it to the other guys? Or, you know, since you and the drummer have been playing together for a while, do you guys kind of all work things out together in practice? Or how does that come about?
My drummer and me pretty much write all the stuff. I come up with music and I'll bring it to him. And then me and him will kind of work it out from there. Sometimes it's in, you know, jamming and just fooling around. Sometimes it's sitting down and working out something, or it's pretty organic. There's no like set way that we do anything.
Now, when I listen to some of the tracks on the new album, Buffalo, I'm hearing, you know, classic rock and roll, definite blues-based influence there, maybe a little bit of metal in there as well. What did you come up listening to, and what sorts of sounds have you brought as influences to the band?
Definitely, I'm a blues guy through and through. That's all I really listen to, and I don't like heavy music. I don't like listening to really heavy stuff. So I'm just a blues guy, but I love to play heavy, and I love to, you know, get on stage and bang my head and have a lot of loud amps and drums behind me. So I basically just take, you know, what I've learned and how I've been influenced from the blues and, you know, make it heavy and fun to play.
There's got to be something to be said for that experience of being up on the stage and being kind of, you know, surrounded by that wall of sound that you're then pushing out into the crowd.
Yeah, I really enjoy that. So I like to take the blues part of it and, you know, the down-hominess to it all and make it heavy and loud, more marketable, I guess, as well.
Did you grow up listening to the blues? Was that something you got from your parents, or was that something
you
discovered
later? Yeah, I've
always
been into, no, that's what I grew up with. I always grew up with the blues and old country music and, you know, oldies and Elvis, which is blues. And, you know.
So did you also grow up playing music your whole life, or did that come from, you know, a childhood of listening to, you know, those classics, deciding that you wanted to then perform music like that?
No, I didn't grow up with it. I fiddled around with it when I was younger, but it was, I'm a recovering drug addict, and while I was in rehab, getting clean from drugs, and I picked up the guitar for the first time, and that's when I started playing. So that was about 10 years ago.
Do you find that that songwriting, especially the blues, is kind of like, you know, I've heard a lot of people say it's kind of like almost a form of therapy. Is that something that you found, you know, you said you picked up the guitar as you were going through that recovery process. That helped?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. Yeah, it's how I keep sane. It's the only thing that keeps me going. The blues and just music in general is my outlet. It's been the way that I've conquered all the troubles that I've gone through in my life. My dad just died not long ago, and music's the way that, you know, I got through that. That record, Buffalo, is dedicated to him, and, you know, I play in his honor, and everything all together, just whether it's troubles or whether it's good times or whatever, I let it out through the music, and that's really my only release.
Now, I know that you guys have done quite a bit of touring across the U.S. and into Europe. Do you find that that sort of drive, the drive of the music, makes life on the road a little easier or propels you forward to keep doing all those road dates?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if you don't love it, there's no point in doing it, and there's no point in doing it to the extent that we do. It is that drive that makes all the tough times get through it, you know. It's hard to get through some of the stuff sometimes and do this for a living. But I love it, and I have no option as failure. I've gave myself no backup plan, no way out. I've burned all my bridges behind me, so I can never retreat. And this is what I do, and this is who I am, and I have to continue forward no matter what.
Tell me about Buffalo. Did you guys decide to record it in a certain way, or was there a certain strategy that you decided to take in putting this album together?
Yeah, the record was recorded all analog. It was recorded, mixed, and mastered all analog, so all to tape. There's no computers used in that record at all. And we did it all live, all in one take, in the studio, all in the same room. At a studio in Athens, Georgia. We wanted to, like, capture our live feel. So we did this tour with this band called Truck Fighters, which we pretty much wrote the record on while we were on tour and just kind of worked out the songs live. And then when it came time to recording the record, we just went into the studio the day after the tour was over and did a live show basically in the studio and just recorded it.
Now, moving forward, what do you guys have planned for this year? I know that your South Park Tavern date is in the middle of kind of a little winter tour that you're doing. Does the rest of the year basically look like road dates, or do you think you'll be coming back into the studio?
Well, what we're doing is we're finishing off this tour, and then I'm getting married March 23rd, so we're taking March off. And then after March, we're going back to Europe in April. And then May, we're going back on tour in the States. And June, I'm taking the time off for my honeymoon. But then July, August, September, October, November, we're on the road. So October and November, we'll be in Europe again. But pretty much just on the road. And we're working on writing a new record right now as well. We should be going into the studio probably January of next year. So,
and do you find that I know you mentioned writing a lot of Buffalo was kind of written on a tour. Do you find that experience of life out on the road provides a lot of inspiration for your songwriting?
It definitely gives some inspiration, but playing on the road and like playing the songs live is pretty much, for us, is the best way to do it, to figure out what works and what doesn't, because we like to, you know, see what feels right and what is working, and if you can't do it live, I don't want it in the studio, you know, and so we work it out live and we figure out what works best there. Basically, you know, being on the road and playing shows live is like being on a battlefield, you know. You have to be ready for anything. It's not like being in a practice space or recording a record where you can stop and redo things or, you know, go back over it, you know. Live, it's more of a battlefield, and you have to be ready for anything. And that pretty much is what gets us ready for recording and playing our songs.
That was Steve from Midnight Ghost Train. They're playing Friday night at South Park Tavern. Check it out. We'll put some details up on our Facebook page right now. Here's a song from their new album, Buffalo. This is Kaleidoscope on WISO.